Good morning, everyone. There are two readings this morning. The first is from John chapter 10, verses 11 to 15. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. The hired man is not the shepherd who owns the sheep. So when he sees the wolf coming, he abandons the sheep and runs away. Then the wolf attacks the flock and scatters it. The man runs away because he is a hired hand and cares nothing for the sheep. I am the good shepherd. I know my sheep and my sheep know me. Just as the Father knows me and I know the Father, and I lay down my life for the sheep. The second reading is from Luke's Gospel, chapter 15, verses 3 to 7. Then Jesus told them this parable. Suppose one of you has 100 sheep and loses one of them. Does he not leave the 99 in the open country and go after the lost sheep until he finds it? And when he finds it, he joyfully puts it on his shoulders and goes home. Then he calls his friends and neighbours together and says, "Rejoice with me, I've found my lost sheep." I tell you that in the same way, there'll be more rejoicing in heaven over one sinner who repents than over 99 righteous persons who do not need to repent.
As we come to God's word, let's just have a moment of prayer. Let's pray. Father God, thank you that we can be together this morning. Thank you for all of us gathered here. Thank you that we are going to hear of Jesus being our good shepherd. And we pray that you would open our hearts and minds to hear your word, because we ask it in his name. Amen. Well, the Bible is very clear. You can see the title there. It's very clear that sheep need a good shepherd, and also that we, human beings, are like sheep. Now, in good old maths terms, if sheep need a good shepherd and we're the sheep, that obviously means that we need a good shepherd. I'm going to introduce you to a friend of mine who's going to crop up a few times. There he is. What did Jesus mean when he said, "I am the good shepherd"? And I want first just to talk very briefly about the fact that we are sheep, just in case you don't like the idea that we're sheep. Isaiah 53 verse 6 says this: "We are all like sheep. We all like sheep have gone astray. Each of us has turned to his own way. And the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all the things that we've done and said that are wrong are laid on our Lord Jesus." And we can't get away from it. It's we all are like sheep and we have gone astray. Every one of us has turned to his own way. So what's your picture of sheep? This is a rather nice sheep, isn't it? Rather vast. Now, I'm going to put up a whole load of words, and you can think in your head before I put the words up. What would be your one adjective about sheep? Would anybody say they were stupid? Oh, that's a bit rude, isn't it? We're beginning to test this "we are sheep" here a bit, okay? So I'm going to put lots of words up. Fluffy, curly hair, I've got to be careful. Mark, won't hurt anyone. That's just descriptions of the sheep. But actually they're characters, and what we hear about in the Bible is they're not very good on themselves at finding food and water. We were talking about that with the kids just now. They easily get lost. They scare easily. They're always in danger. They're not very bright. I know, that's not very nice, is it? And they follow the crowd. But the great things are that the Bible teaches us, and we know, sheep are also precious, they're valuable, and they know their shepherd. They know their shepherd's voice, and they know who isn't their shepherd, because they recognise his voice. They know that they are cared for. And we so are in the reading that the contrast there between the shepherd, the good shepherd, and the people who are hired to look after the sheep is that they don't care for the sheep. So if a big bear came along, they'd be the first to exit stage right, leaving the sheep to their own regard. But there's a few other things. Sheep that we've just mentioned. You know, there's a spider has just landed on my lectern. Obviously came from sheep. They are always lost and always in danger. I have a son-in-law who, amongst everything else he does, and he's got 16 tractors, they'll figure in a little while, he's also got 300 sheep on the South Downs, and he is forever going out to look for the ones that have got themselves lost from the group. And they follow the crowd. Now, there's hardly a crowd there, because you can see two of them there. They've obviously left the crowd and gone off on their own. I was looking online, and there's a lovely story of this following the crowd. Think about us as well, not just sheep. Following the crowd. If you put a group of sheep in a barn, like, say, 30 or 40 sheep in a barn, shut the doors overnight, when you come to get them out in the morning, if before you let them out, you tie a rope across the doorway about a foot off the floor, and you open the doors, the first sheep out will jump over the rope. If you then cut the rope quickly, all of the other sheep will still get to the doorway and jump, even though there is no rope. They follow the crowd. And how much is that true of our own selves in terms of peer pressure, wanting to be not seen to be different? My friend is back, and he says, what did Jesus mean when he said he was a good shepherd? And why are we like sheep? But for the very reason we saw, because each one of us has turned to his own way. And that's why we need a good shepherd, and that's why we need Jesus. We need care, all those words that were mentioned by the children. We need care, we need rescue, and we need protection. And sheep are absolutely no good at finding their own food and water. They will stop and drink from a muddy puddle when there's a lake 5 feet away, because they need somebody to lead them to pasture, and they need somebody to lead them to water. They need to hear the shepherd's voice and to know his care. What does it mean when we said, I am the good shepherd? We're going to move on to that Luke 15 passage, the second one, about the missing sheep. And I'm going to show you, as ever, one of my grandchildren. That is Arthur. In case you don't know, he's shown you that he's got a mouthful of vanilla ice cream. He's 3 and a half, and he takes after his father. He has more tractors at home than his father has in the field. He has tractors, trailers, and balers. His preschool password is tractors. And the thing about him that's like the story that Jesus told of the one missing sheep, he's got 20-odd tractors, but he realises he can't find one. The 19 are forgotten, and he's trying to find the one and screaming if he can't find it. So, I am going to show you my imaginary flock of sheep from Jesus' story. If you're really clever at maths, what does 10 times 10 equal? 100. How many sheep in Jesus' story? 100. Here's my flock. Can you see them all? And in Jesus' story, now there's one there, I think it's in the bottom, no, the second row up and maybe third in from the left. It's a bit naughty, tends to wander off. You see if you can see him wander off. Shout if you can.
I saw him wander off.
Oh, is it not him? Is it somebody else? Shall I have a look? Shall I have a look? Wait a minute. No, he's there. They're all there. No. No, they're all there. No, look. No, they're all there. Has he definitely gone now? Has he definitely gone? So what in the story did we hear? That the shepherd prizes, the good shepherd prizes that one so much that he will leave his flock to find that one sheep in case it's just wandered off or if it's damaged or hurt, he goes off to find it. And there is a shepherd, real live shepherd. We're told in the story that Jesus talks about the good shepherd carrying the sheep back to the flock and basically having a party, calling his friends over to rejoice in the lost sheep that he had found. Now, I'm just going to pause for a second because I want everybody, including Elijah and those younger, there is a sheep about this big lost in the church. And I'd like you to go and find it. Can you go and find it now? And then when you found it, bring him back and we'll have a cheer as a party. It's not the big sheep, it's about this big. And it's anywhere in the church. In the church. You're getting warmer. No, not up there. I should say that I asked Jane... Oh, well done, Annabelle. Hey, well done. You can look after him for the rest of the service if you want to. But I think we should have a party. Let's have a big clap for Annabelle and the Lost Sheep. So, our friend is back. In this verse that you've seen several times now, it says, and the Lord has laid on him the wrongdoing of us all. The Lord is God himself, God the Father, laying on Jesus all of the things that we do wrong. Now, this is a bit heavy, this bit, but I'm just going to read these words. You may find them hard to read from where you're sitting. This is from Ezekiel in the Old Testament. And Ezekiel is told by God to really tell off what were called the shepherds of the people who were looking after the people of God. And God is told to say that he should say these words to them. You do not take care of the flock. You have not strengthened the weak or healed the sick or bound up the injured. You have not brought back the strays or searched for the lost. So my flock were scattered because there was no shepherd. My sheep wandered over all the mountains and on every hill. They were scattered over the whole earth and no one searched or looked for them. But what is God going to do about that? From that same passage, he says this. This is what the sovereign Lord says. I myself will search for my sheep. I will look after them. I will rescue them. I will bring them into their own land. I will pasture them, give them good grass and water. I will tend them. I will search for the lost and bring back the strays. I will bind up the injured and strengthen the weak. And that's what God wants to do for each of us and has done. And how does he do it? Obviously, Jesus saying, I am the good shepherd. And the good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. So just in closing, We are going to think later, a bit later on, in groups at table, what is it that Jesus has done for us and is doing for us each and every day? And if you are a sheep who doesn't yet know the Good Shepherd, please don't let today go by without talking to any of us here about knowing Jesus for yourself, so that you can turn to him.